from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Israel removes metal detectors. Israel has backed down in the confrontation over a disputed Jerusalem holy place that is sacred to Muslims and Jews, but tensions remain high. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israel has dismantled metal detectors that sparked Palestinian riots at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City. The devices were installed after Arab gunmen killed two Israeli policemen at the compound nearly 2 weeks ago. The Palestinians were furious about the metal detectors. The United States intervened, and Ambassador David Friedman mediated a deal between Israel and Jordan, which is the custodian of the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
It's important sometimes to get out ahead of things, so I think we did. With no fanfare, but a lot of hard work and behind-the-scenes discussions, we were able to defuse the situation very quickly.
Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Palestinian official Nabil Shath said cameras and any new security measures humiliate Muslims and are unacceptable. A U.S. defense official confirmed to VOA Tuesday that a U.S. Navy ship patrolling in the Persian Gulf fired warning shots at an Iranian Revolutionary Guard ship after it got too close to the vessel. These shots were fired after the Iranian vessel came within 140 meters of the U.S. ship at a high rate of speed. Political activists are saying that Syrian government warplanes broke a ceasefire agreement Monday for the second consecutive day, with airstrikes on districts in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near the country's capital of Damascus. According to the British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a bombing raid Monday on the town of Arbin left 8 civilians dead and at least 30 wounded. This is VOA News. Republican Senator John McCain is reportedly returning to Washington days after a brain cancer diagnosis in time for a vote that could determine the future of health care in America. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Amid intense pressure from President Trump to make good on a campaign promise, Senate Republicans have scheduled a vote in coming hours to begin debate on repealing and possibly replacing former President Obama's health care law known as Obamacare. Senator McCain's return is well-timed, as Republicans need every yes vote they can muster, given unified Democratic opposition and several wavering Republicans. Republicans are counting on those savings to help pay for other priorities like tax cuts. With the party controlling the White House and both houses of Congress, the health care vote is seen as a test of Republicans' ability to govern. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Republicans have floated multiple proposals, all of which the Congressional Budget Office says would cause millions to lose health care coverage but yield budgetary savings. After having been used as something of a punching bag by his boss, Donald Trump, the last couple of days, a couple of Attorney General Jeff Sessions' colleagues have decided to jab back on his behalf. Senator Lindsey Graham and Richard Shelby, another senator from Sessions' home state of Alabama, took to Twitter to refute Trump's latest censure of his embattled Attorney General. Graham called Sessions, quoting here, a rock-solid conservative and one of the most decent men I've ever met in my political life. And Shelby called Sessions a man of integrity, loyalty, and extraordinary character. The two senators' vigorous defense of Sessions came after Trump took another jab at Sessions on Tuesday and suggested that Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate in last year's election, should be the one facing all the scrutiny. The United States is making progress in talks with North Korean ally China on imposing new UN sanctions on Pyongyang after its latest missile test. But the true test will be what measures Russia agrees to, according to U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley on Tuesday.
It's moving. You know, this is a very important resolution. It's something that we're working very hard on. We are constantly in touch with China, and I can say that things are moving, but it's still too early to tell how far they'll move. We know that China's been sharing and negotiating with Russia. So as long as they're doing that, we're going to continue to watch this closely to make sure it is a strong resolution, because that's what we think we need to have.
And the U.S. House of Representatives is likely to approve new sanctions against Russia for its meddling in last year's presidential election, at the same time giving Congress new powers to review any attempt by President Donald Trump to ease penalties imposed on Moscow. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.